President Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School District. Christy, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a while since we've talked. Catch me up here. What's going on, Breckenridge Public Schools?
Well, this week, we are on the road today, Monday. Our boys basketball team will be heading to East Grand Forks, ninth grade B squad and varsity. And we also have middle school and high school parent-teacher conferences this evening. So this evening from 5 o'clock to 8:30, if you've got a child in grades 7 through 12, head on over to the high school, and you can get a chance to visit with your child's teachers about their academic performance. Thursday this week, we also have an early out for elementary parent-teacher conferences, and those conferences will run beginning at 1:45 in the afternoon until 7:15 p.m. Then this Friday, ninth grade B squad and varsity boys basketball will take on Manoman. Saturday, we've got a varsity speech meet versus Battle Lake. And Sunday, we'll wrap up the week with open gym from 1:30 to 4:30 at the high school.
So that is your week. And Christy, I was thinking about this earlier. Are students getting kind of antsy, too, with cabin fever now that the weather's gorgeous?
You know, they've been pretty good, but we've been so spoiled,
sure,
you know,
right.
Especially our elementary kids out on the playground. Gosh, it just feels like an April afternoon or an October afternoon. And,
right.
They've just been enjoying it.
That's a good problem to have. Christy, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Yeah, a couple things.
Sure.
We have been celebrating all of February, I Love to Read Month, and we've had lots of activities at our elementary school to celebrate reading, including book bingo, books and breakfast, where families could come and enjoy reading with their child over breakfast. And this week, we also have a special lyceum. On Thursday, our elementary students will have a lyceum on the magic of reading, kind of combining some magician work with the joy of reading. And that is also going to be an open event for families Thursday evening. So if you're in for your parent-teacher conferences Thursday at the elementary, or you don't have any other evening plans, at 6:30 in our elementary gym, you can come to a free event for children and ages 3 and up and their families. They're also collecting a food shelf items for I Love to Read Month. So just a great event for families to be able to come in and really experience the magic of reading.
You really do cover all bases over there, Christy. Listen, we're out of time, but always great to talk with you. You have a great week, okay? We'll catch up again on Monday.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Too. That is Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School Superintendent. And we talk with Christy every Monday at this time here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. It is time right now for Point of Law. It is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
If you mistakenly use someone else's timber, must you pay him the value of that timber or the value of what you make from it? The court hammered that question down in the case of the superficial survey. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Courtney Cooper operated a lumber mill and cabinet shop in a small foothill community. He would buy timber in the area, saw it at his mill, and use the lumber to make kitchen cabinets, doors, moldings, and window frames. One day, he made a deal with Jack Pritchard to cut and use some of Pritchard's timber. The two men walked the property line so that Cooper would know where one property ended and another began. Pritchard said, "The line runs right along this creek here. My nephew, who's studying pre-engineering, borrowed a transit and marked it off. You can see his stakes as you go." Cooper said, "Well, that's fine, Mr. Pritchard. I'll have my men up here in a couple of days and do the cutting and hauling." And he did. 2 weeks later, he had his logs cut, sawn, and made into kitchen cabinets ready to ship to a customer. That was when he got a furious visit from Fred Marpleson, whose land adjoined Pritchard's. He said, "Your men cut timber on my land. That kid surveyor of Pritchard's was all wrong. You got to pay me damages for what you took." Cooper said, "Now, calm down, Mr. Marpleson. We'll check it out, and if I did take some of your timber by mistake, I'll pay." As it turned out, there had been a mistake, and Cooper had taken some of Marpleson's timber. Marpleson refused Cooper's check for the timber value and filed suit against him. His attorney told the court, "It was Cooper's legal duty to know what he was cutting. Relying on a student's quick survey of the property line was reckless and willful, so his trespass was in moral bad faith. Therefore, Mr. Marpleson is entitled not to just the value of the timber, but to the value of the products made from it, which is estimated at 12 times the value of the timber." Cooper's attorney said, "Hey, we admit a mistake, but there was nothing reckless or willful about it. Mr. Cooper, not unreasonably, relied on both Pritchard's word and the survey stakes. Marpleson is not entitled to anything more than the market value of the timber." What will the court decide about the superficial survey? We'll have an answer for you in just a moment.
So what does a ceramic shine car wash sound like? Yeah, kind of like that. Where can you find a ceramic shine car wash? All Seasons Car Wash, your locally owned car wash. All Seasons features the best soft touch car wash around. Now throw in the ceramic shine car wash, and you've got the best looking vehicle in town. Want to do it yourself? All Seasons Car Wash has separate wash bays too. And yes, you can even wash your pets at All Seasons. So get yourself the best ceramic shine car wash. All Seasons Car Wash, your locally owned car wash in West Wahpeton.
If you mistakenly use someone else's timber, must you pay him the value of that timber or the value of what you make from it? The Louisiana Supreme Court said damages should only be the value of the timber. Additional damages could only be granted where there was bad faith by the mill owner. Cooper took reasonable precautions and should not be unduly penalized for his mistake. He need pay the market value only. It's a point of law.
Happy birthday!
Yeehaw!
Happy birthday!
It's your birthday today.
Charlie!
Somebody's birthday today!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.